Shalom Aleichem, this is Yosef Kaiser. We're holding it in Sukkah, Daf Yud Ches. And a number of years ago, I was in a Sukkah that was by a shul, and that was going to be used that day for a simcha. There was somebody who was going to be making a bris in the Sukkah, and many people were going to be eating in the Sukkah. And I noticed that the schach, which was what they were using as mats, and as we know, the tendency of many mats is that if they're not supported well, then they tend to sag and they tend to fall in, and with that, pull themselves further away from the wall of the sukkah. Sometimes the entire mat is sagging, sometimes even just parts of the mats are sagging. But what happens is it sags and pulls itself away from the wall. What is the shear that's going to make it that we don't see that the schach is connected anymore to this wall? If the schach is not connected anymore to this wall, so we don't have that wall, and if it's a three-wall sukkah, we don't have enough walls. If it's a four-wall sukkah, and this happens to two of the walls, we also don't have enough walls, and the sukkah will be possible. So what is that shear that we have to be looking for to see if it's so far away from the wall that it's going to be possible? And the answer is, in today's daf, that the Gemara tells us that when there's avir, when there's airspace in the middle of the sukkah, that's a machlokes. But when there's airspace at the end, next to the wall, that everybody agrees that the shear is three tefachim. That once there's three tefachim of airspace, that already is going to disconnect the schach from the wall, and like we said, in many cases, passel the sukkah. So this is something, I think, in the case where that sukkah that I was in, the schach, was too far away from the wall, and the sukkah was puzzled. And here, can you imagine, so many people are going to be eating there, and it was a sukkah psula. So what's the solution? This is a very simple solution, of course, is to support the schach in a way that's not going to sag, and in a way that's not going to be pulled away from the wall. That's, of course, the simple solution. But what happens when that wasn't done, and or one doesn't have a way to do that? And the way it is right now is the schach is disconnected, is three or more tefachim away from the wall. So here also is a very simple solution, which again is in today's daf. And that is like this. What one does is puts in that airspace, schach posel. You can have schach, which is 100% posel, according to all the shittas. And, you know, we know usually the rule is two wrongs don't make a right. But over here, in this case, that's not going to be the case. By putting the schach posel there, that is going to make the sukkah kosher. And the reason is, because this that we don't say loved when it's three or more tefachim, is only because it's airspace. And airspace needs loved. But if it's filled up with schach posel, if one would put metal poles over there or something like that, what would happen is that we don't have a problem anymore of airspace. We don't need to say loved, which can only be said on less than three tefachim. So it's true that that area may be posel, and it could be a person won't be able to sit under there and use that part of the sukkah, but it won't posel the rest of the sukkah. Because now, that wall is going to be connected still with the rest of the sukkah. It's going to be connected to the schach, because there's no three tefachim. You don't have over there three tefachim of airspace. And so we won't have to say loved, and we'll be able to connect it. It will be connected. Again, one shouldn't sit under that area in most of the cases, but one will be able to still use the rest of the sukkah. So again, if it's three tefachim of airspace, that's going to disconnect the schach from the wall, but either bring it closer, support it better, or a person should fill it in with schach posel. The only downside of the schach posel is that usually you won't be able to sit and use that edge of that sukkah next to the wall if it's covered with schach posel.